Welcome to a podcast of the Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
When I started this whole process, I went to the bookstore and I bought a book, 100 Ways to Save the Planet. 100 Ways to Save the Planet. One of the first things it said was buy less paper. So I returned the book. You see, this is why it's confusing. Then I was driving in the car and I was listening to this green expert on the radio, and he said to remove unnecessary items from your vehicle to increase the mileage. So I pulled over and I told my friends to get out of the car and walk because I'm trying to save the planet. The good news is, though, that newer kinds of bulbs are coming out, like LED bulbs, but if you've seen these at the store, these bulbs are very expensive, which raises the question, how many dollars does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, in between Andy's Deli and Lido Banquets, and just a punch key's throw away from the Polish capital of the Western Hemisphere, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast deep green gardening and environment program, heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. And true currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in demand.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees. If Mike says he's growing a pear, he's literally growing a pear. What did you think he meant? Get your minds out of the irrigation ditch. Here he is, Mike Novak. Right.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is also brought to you by Alsip Nursery, offering the best of every season since 1969. That's what we call a custom billboard. One more time. All right. Welcome. Good morning. Those of you who have been following me on Facebook and Twitter know that we have, well, I've got somebody in studio today, and that is my buddy Jennifer Brennan. And good morning.
Good morning. Hi, everybody.
She's perky. That's what she does best.
Yes, that's true.
That's not my...
That's absolutely true.
That is not my strong suit, okay? But she does that very, very well. We have an announcement today, and we're going to do it. And what I'm looking for, first of all, I've got a... let's see here. Somebody's calling me, too, and I don't have the phone. It's actually... Rick DeMaio, what's... Here.
Wow, I get to talk to Rick?
Rick, talk to Rick DeMaio. He's calling me on the cell. I have no idea why he's calling me on the cell phone at this time of the morning, because he's going to be here later.
Maybe... Oh, I missed the call.
Rick, call back. Call on the... you can call...
Should I redial?
No. That's okay.
Okay, he'll call back.
We got Bedalia. Bedalia, you'll answer the phone for Rick, right?
How do I answer this?
Yes, of course.
Of course you will. So, Rick, just call back. Okay, let's take this back. This is not starting the way exactly the way I had anticipated. Jennifer and I are here because we have a very important announcement to make. And I've got a regular show to do here, too. I was saying that those of you who are on Facebook and Twitter following me this morning already have kind of a hint of this, because I posted this late last night. I wanted to have it up before the morning. And I will talk about my guests in a second. But first, I've got a fanfare for us. We'll be right back. Well, we don't have to do the whole thing.
I love the symbols. I love it's so symbolic, Mike.
It
so
is.
Symbolic. So symbolic.
Symbolic symbols. All right, let's finish it off. Here we go. Woo! All right. You want to do this or? Yeah, I'm going to give you the honors.
Oh, I get to do the honors.
You get to do the honors here.
Oh, this is so exciting. And we've been working on this
Most of our natural lives.
Well, we've been talking about this for 10 years, and it's finally coming to fruition. And Mike was approached to be the host of a locally focused outdoor living, gardening, and cooking show here in Chicago, and he's asked me to be his co-host, and it is called...
I don't know what possessed me, actually, but
yeah. Well, it's my chipper, I balance, you know, and we're a good combination.
The yin and yang
exactly.
Of horticulture.
But it is called Dig In Chicago, and I'll let you talk the launch dates.
We are like 99% on board with this. We know the launch is in April, probably third week in April. I'm not going to give you the exact channel or the exact day or time because we need to solidify that.
Oh, we can't say it's Saturday mornings?
Yeah, I guess we can say that. Yeah, it'll be Saturday mornings.
And it's not too early. You'll be able to have coffee and actually sit down and enjoy
the show.
All right,
let me tell you, we think it's going to be 10 a.m., which is a really, really great time for a gardening show.
Organized and, get everything, all you need to do, and then you go out and enjoy the sunshine and the fresh air and actually do your garden.
It is going to be on Comcast. All right. We're really happy because we're going to be in 1.3 million households.
Isn't that amazing?
On Comcast. I'd say basically the Comcast reach we're going to have in the Chicago area is from the Wisconsin border to Kankakee, from DeKalb to Michigan City, Indiana. I mean, it's just a terrific contract.
The entire Chicagoland area. So this is so exciting, and we're getting just phenomenal response from everyone we talk to and the sponsors, and everyone for years has said this is overdue, way overdue for the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really excited about this. It's going to be fun.
There you have it. That is the launch of Dig In Chicago. It will start towards the end of April.
Like us on Facebook.
And I was going to tell you, when did it seem really real to me? When I saw we had a Facebook page.
Yeah, we're actually human.
Facebook, you can go to Dig In Chicago on Facebook. I want everybody to go there right now, since I know you're sitting in front of your computers. Many of you are listening on your computers. And go to Dig In Chicago and like us.
And share it with all your friends. And then they'll share it with all their friends. And, the cycle will begin.
And I got a request already on Facebook. Any chance you'll be able to post video podcasts?
Sure.
We're going to. There's also a page called MyDigInChicago.com. And it's not quite up to speed yet. You'll see stuff on it. It's not...
The pilot's there.
Or you can go to my website, MikeNovak.net. Just go to the homepage and you can click on what we shot at the Chicago or Garfield Park Conservatory.
Uh-huh.
And our first cooking segment, we should mention our chef, Dave Esau.
Dave Esau. And he has his own company out in Mount Prospect called Dave's Specialty Foods. And he is just a fun, dynamic, creative chef and a great teacher. He demonstrates beautifully. Check out the pilot. It was so much fun doing that, and we got to eat the apple tart that he made. Wasn't that good?
Yes, it was unbelievable. Now here's the scary thing. When I'm in the room with these people, with Jennifer and Dave, I am the low energy guy.
Yeah,
all right, that's just terrifying to me.
Yeah, it really scared Mike.
I'm going. My job on the show is going to be the downer. Okay, yeah, I will be the downer, yeah. And you guys just yeah. You guys could be light and positive and funny, and I'll say, wow, the world's coming to an end.
Yeah,
okay,
you were crying on Marty's shoulder. Marty's my husband, and Marty's the person that grounds me on a day to day basis, and you know, and so he and Mike were really comparing notes, and you know, Mike complained to him, man, I'm the low energy person around here. This is scary.
So go to Dig In Chicago. Do like us there. The show, you know, it's going to be really fast. It's just amazing what's going to happen here, because we're shooting 3 episodes in 3 days. Starting the 2nd of April.
Yeah.
And so they can go up at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is quick turnaround stuff. But what's really great about the way they work is everything's on location. In fact, we'll be putting that all together. We're having a big conference call today on Sunday. We're working Sundays, folks, about where we're going to do the first 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really excited. We're going to talk about everything Chicago. We're going to be talking plants. We're talking, you know, our take on it, yours and mine, Jennifer, which is earth-friendly.
Absolutely. Earth-friendly natural. Anytime, if you can make that choice, that should be your first choice. And then, you know, you can always go to the heavier guns when you need it. You know, just like when people have cancer, they have to have chemotherapy. But then you go back to the earth-friendly natural to keep healthy and keep yourself healthy. Same with your garden.
That's says it all. And that's where we're going to go. And Dave's going to cook up some great stuff. And we hope to go, garden to plate with some of the stuff we grow and show
it's
you how you
great.
Use food. And, you know, I certainly want to, you know, having spoken yesterday at the Good Food Festival, foodies, you know, need to get involved in this. And that's what we're going to do.
They're going to love it. They'll love it, too. Yeah. And the most important thing that we're excited about is that it's going to be timely. The producers, the executive producers, they were with news companies and news crews. So they realize the value of having very timely information. And that's what Chicago's been missing. We've had shows on the air that, you know, that say, do this, but they're based in Southern California or Florida. And the timing was rarely correct for us here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do.
We've already got 20 likes on our Dig In page.
Cool. Thank you,
on
everybody.
Facebook. So thanks, folks, for doing that. That was quick.
I feel like that actress who, you know, that, you know, oh, Sally Fields. Oh, they like us. They really like us, Mike.
They like you.
Oh, they like you. Mike is lovable, everybody. Mike is lovable,
like I said,
too.
I'm the downer. Okay, we got it. But another reason that Jennifer's here today is because of this weather.
Yeah.
This insane. I was talking to Ron Cowgill on Mighty House yesterday on WCPT, and they were, you know, we were all talking about the records and what's going on, and gardeners are really, really confused. Now, the average person is saying, wow, this is cool.
They are.
And gardeners so are saying, oh, my goodness, what do I do?
Yeah.
And I think what's more important is what don't you do?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So if you have any questions, give us a call, 773-763-9278. As this whole first hour is going to be about the weather. Rick DeMille is going to weigh in later. And by the way, Bedalia, he was calling to tell me to call him on the cell. So
okay.
We need to get you that number. I'm not sure you have it in there. But Rick DeMille will be here and talk about all. I mean, he sent me this email and listed all the records that have been broken or likely to be broken in the next few. And the point is,
years,
this is going on.
Years.
I saw him last night on CBS2 Chicago, and he was, oh, gosh, you know, he was not ecstatic. He was just bubbling over. I mean, meteorologists.
They've never seen this before.
We're in uncharted waters here.
Never. And then with what's going to be coming up in the next week, this looks really scary. These two fronts that are going to be hitting each other. Oh,
see, I haven't heard that.
Oh, never before has this happened. And so they're talking about, they were telling people.
Wow, I've seen it. I saw a movie
people,
like this
they
once.
They were telling people to get helmets and make sure you have a helmet so that, you know, because the storms are going to come through on Monday.
What?
Seriously.
All right. Rick will have to tell us that.
Not so much here, but the line, you know, all the way down through Texas and Arkansas and western Oklahoma.
And I just got a tweet here.
Oh, cool.
which is very funny, from my skinny garden, who said, I just woke up. Are you quitting the radio with this TV show? How will you assimilate all your Twitter groupies into the show? That's a good question. But you know what's going to happen is when you post on Facebook, ask questions. We will have Twitter as well for my Dig In Chicago. And you'll be able to post those questions. And one of the segments on the show is we will be answering gardening questions.
Absolutely.
So, you know, feel free to do that. Go ask a question right now on Dig In Chicago on Facebook or call us right here because Jennifer's here. And I was talking yesterday, as I said, at the Good Food Festival. And I was in a small garden workshop and folks wanted to know what they could plant. What they couldn't do, what they could do, and we're going to get to that. So that's a tease for that when we come back. Also, later in the show, we're going to talk about Floratica, which is benefiting the Garfield Park Conservatory. That's the big fashion show where they create fashion out of plants, and it's awesome. In fact, you know, we're very grateful to Garfield Park Conservatory for letting us shoot our pilot for Dig In at the conservatory, which you can, like I said, you can find that if you go to MikeNovak.net. Just go to the homepage. It's right at the top. You click on that link. In the second hour, since it's so warm, now, I lined this up a while ago. Paul Tukey from SafeLawns.org and Brian Millam from Calcium Products, Inc. are having a seminar. It's a Lawn and Landscape Summit 2012 at the Chicago Botanic Garden next weekend. And when I booked them, I thought, well, they'll be telling people what to do, and then people will do it, you know, a month later.
Right.
They're doing it now. You know, lawns are greening up right now.
And the crabgrass, the soil is warm enough that the crabgrass can germinate.
All right. And I had a friend of, the forsythias are popping.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, though, said that it might not be crabgrass you're seeing. It might be tall fescue.
Oh, it's tall fescue. But the seed for crabgrass can germinate.
Yeah, so because it's warm and the soil's warm enough. When the forsythias pop, that's when you put down your corn gluten meal.
Exactly.
Which is your organic preventative.
So that's what you can do.
So we'll talk about that. Safer Pest Control Project has also a natural lawn care workshop on the 21st and 22nd in Indiana. We'll have something on that. And finally, Alderman Joe Moore will be on the program in the second hour. He called me. He said, I want to talk to you about recycling and blue carts in the 49th Ward, the fighting 49th. And he will be here, and you know how I feel about recycling. He will be here in the second hour, all on the Mike Novak Show today. So get us. I can see the calls are already pouring in. 773-763-9278. Now, if you haven't ordered your D. Landreth Seed 2012 catalog yet, here's another tasty reason. Dwarf Siberian kale. Kale and collards are probably the earliest cultivated variations of the European wild cabbage. Kale is known to have been widely grown by both the Greeks and the Romans. From a scientific classification point of view, kale and collards are considered to be the same plant, just two different varieties. However, Southerners will tell you that collards are collards and kale is kale, and they're very different. Kale and collards are non-heading leafy greens that are among the most cold-hardy vegetables grown. Kale is definitely a cool-season crop whose sweet flavor is substantially enhanced when the plant is exposed to several hard frosts. Collards, on the other hand, thrive in the heat but can withstand temperatures down to 10 degrees. Both collards and kale are extraordinarily nutritious. The leaves contain calcium and potassium and are rich in vitamins A and C. You can order Dwarf Siberian Kale and other kales and other collards from the fabulous 2012 D. Landreth Seed Company catalog. Log on to LandrethSeeds.com or call 800-654-2407. 800-654-2407 or find them on Facebook. D. Landreth Seed Company, purveyor of fine seeds since 1784.
Lake Michigan. It's our drinking water. Who will protect it from pollution and invaders like Asian carp? Who will clean up the Chicago River and make it a healthy, inviting waterway that flows through our neighborhoods? Sierra Club is proud to recommend two great women, Deborah Shore and Carrie Steele, to protect these two great waters. Deborah Shore and Carrie Steele, a conservationist and a chemist, have earned the Sierra Club's endorsement for Water Reclamation District. Two great women to protect two great waters, Lake Michigan and our Chicago River. Learn more about Deborah Shore and Carrie Steele at illinois.sierraclub.org. That's illinois.sierraclub.org. Paid for by the Sierra Club Illinois Political Committee.
Well, move over, yogurt. Dr. Earth's potting soils are packed with probiotics, too, the kind that break down organic materials and make nutrients available to your plants. Sorry, no fruity flavors, just the awesome taste that the nutrient-rich soil will give your herbs, fruits, and veggies and make them thrive. Dr. Earth potting soils can be used indoors and outdoors, in raised beds or containers, mixed with existing garden soil, or on its own. Dr. Your Earth with Dr. Earth, the multivitamin for your garden. Go to drearth.com to find a dealer near you, and be sure to check out the Facebook page. Search Dr. Earth and click like for organic updates, and I'm glad to have them back on the show for another season. Mikey, I'm just trying to get the phone viewer here.
Oh, I got that for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Just a few weeks ago, Open Lands was asking you to voice your opposition to a proposed outdoor gun range in the Calumet region. Then a pair of nesting eagles were discovered in the region, and that plan was canceled. Hooray. However, Open Lands has also been alerting Illinois citizens about a proposed open-pit sand mine adjacent to the eastern entrance of Starved Rock State Park. Unfortunately, this past week, the LaSalle County Board voted against having public hearings by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources about the environmental and health impacts of this significant change in the landscape next to Starved Rock. I for one, am very disappointed. I have no idea. And this is speaking aside from what Open Lands is saying. This is my personal point of view is, what are you guys doing? So you have to get involved. Your input is more important than ever. Go to openlands.org to read their action alert about this important environmental issue. There you'll find contact information for Governor Pat Quinn, Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon, and Illinois Department of Natural Resources Director Mark Miller, as well as information to help you craft a personal message. Openlands knows that we all share the responsibility to protect our open spaces and natural resources for generations to come. Get more information at openlands.org and write to Governor Quinn today so that someday you can tell your children and grandchildren, I helped save Starved Rock. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Jennifer Brennan from The Chalet is in the studio with me, and we are taking some phone calls at 773-763-9278. Let us go to line one, and welcome. You're on the Mike Novak Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How you doing? I didn't know if it was me or not.
Oh, you know, and I've forgotten your name. You know what? Our phone screening system is not working at the moment.
This
so.
Is Mike from Waukegan.
Right.
Mike from Waukegan.
About planting.
All right, great.
I'm psychic.
What, is it on your screen?
I have a screen.
How come it works on your computer and not mine? Okay.
I don't know. I'm lucky.
All right, cool. All right.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Great. You know, I just ordered a cottonless cottonwood tree. It's only like 3 or 4 feet tall.
Ooh, good choice.
Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. And it came as soon as I got it. It came yesterday, and it said to soak it for 18 to 24 hours, the roots.
Right. That's the root system. You want to soak it.
Okay, it's soaking right now. Now,
perfect.
Okay, now here's the thing. The roots are tied together. You know, there's twine around.
Untie them.
Just before I plant, right?
Well, you can untie them while they're soaking because, you know, and just, you know, snip the twine carefully so you don't damage any of the roots.
Exactly.
And then that helps the roots absorb. Doesn't
he have to worry about the root ball falling apart if he does that?
It's bare root. There's no...
Oh, it's bare root. I'm sorry. I missed it. I was distracted here.
With the sphagnum moss. And, you know, just untie it and then just let the moss, you know, kind of fill up. And then what happens is the roots will actually extend as they fill up, too. So
I didn't put the moss this in the water, though. Should I have done that?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to at all.
I'll put it in the hole, though. I'm going to bury it.
Well, hold on, hold on. Where do you live? I mean, I'm not being personal, but, you know.
Because she's going to be there after the show, Mike.
No. I just need to know if you have clay soil or sandy soil.
Well, it's kind of clay, I guess.
Okay, because if you add peat moss to clay, peat moss holds 10 times its weight in water, and it will, it's like putting a wet sponge in an area that already stays too wet. So, and cottonwoods love our prairie soil here, so they don't mind the heavier clay. So, and they say you shouldn't amend the soil more than 20%. So, don't use the peat moss. The peat moss is just a really good an entity to keep the roots moist when they're shipping it. So don't use save the peat moss for something else. But when you plant the plant, you want to add a little bit of organic matter to, and my favorite is cotton burr mulch or
cotton burr compost.
Yeah,
Back to Nature.
Exactly. It's the best. It is absolute best.
There's a lot of great places you can get at the Chalet for one. Where do you live again?
Waukegan.
Home
Depot.
Milliger's, wouldn't they have it?
Oh, Milliger's
would have it. Or Milliger's, rather?
Milliger's would have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, up in Racine. Up in Racine. Good garden centers carry cotton burr mulch. So, the other thing you can use is leaf mulch if you have some of your own leaf mulch, but that's kind of mean to tell people this time of year when there's not a lot of leaves around.
Well, here's another thing. Now, the hole is about 2 feet in diameter by about 2 feet deep. Now, the roots only go down about a foot or so, Now the bottom of the hole, it's filled. It's about 4 inches of water, standing water. It collected in there, I just pour the dirt over that and sort of soak that up.
Yeah, it's soil when we plant in it. It's dirt when it's under your fingernails. But I just had a professor that used to, pound us on that. But what you'll do is, and one of the most important things is make sure you don't plant that tree too deeply. So at the point where the trunk attaches to the roots,
that should be the level of the ground.
That part should be at the grade, right at grade. So however much soil it takes to get in to fill that your hole up, to get that that plant up at the top, you need to fill it with your backfill soil, and that's what you'll mix. You'll have your soil and you'll mix it with 20% leaf mulch or cotton burr mulch, and then fill that back in. There's another.
Mulch is
do some raking, huh?
I've still got 3 bags of leaves from last fall that are just sitting there, and I'm going to incorporate them into our community garden, for the spring. But leaf mulch is worth its weight in gold. It's not the easiest thing to find, but you guys
we sell it at Chalet.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. In 1 cubic foot bags. So it's the best. Ooh,
and then water it right after I plant it, huh? Water it again.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And you firm the soil down. Firm it down, pretty firmly, but don't jackhammer it and don't stand
right.
on it.
Right, so the roots are delicate.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you're gonna need to treat it like an intensive care patient for the next 6 to 8 weeks, because that's how long it takes for those roots to grow into the surrounding soil. So check it on a daily basis.
With any branches, is that normal? It's just a straight...
That's normal. Oh, that's okay. Normal. That's what we call a whip. You got a whip.
Yeah.
Got a whip.
You got to whip it.
What I got is the garage is to the east, so it's not going to get the best sun in the morning like that, but,
But it'll get west sun.
It'll get west sun, yeah.
That's what it loves, and that's that hot, dry sun, and that's what cottonwoods are, that's what they're great for, and that's why there's such a good prairie plant here.
All right, Mike. Yeah.
Thanks much. You're great. I appreciate everything.
And thanks for calling. We appreciate it, too. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. See, and I wasn't even aware that, so ignorant I am, that there's such a thing as a cottonless cottonwood.
Isn't that cool?
That is great because, like last year I can remember it was snowing in May.
Everybody hates cottonwoods because they mess up the air conditioners all that kind of stuff.
I kind of like cottonwoods.
So, they're a wonderful plant, but if you get them without the cotton, that's the best.
We got a tweet here, and let me find this here. See, my skinny garden wakes up, and then she wants us to answer all these questions. She says her daffodils were cut down last year mid-bloom and transplanted to the garden. They have leaves, no bud stem. Will they ever bloom again?
Yeah, they will. They just have to recharge. And what happens is the leaves got cut off, and they weren't able to recharge. And so, like, there's no money in the savings account in the bulbs. So now they're putting the leaves up and saying, well, we've got to recharge. So make sure you give them fertilizer right now, and make sure they get sunshine.
Yeah, sunshine. The two big things. However, when Anna Pavard, who wrote Bulb, are you familiar?
Yeah.
She's wonderful. She was on the program a couple of years ago when her new book came out. If you have a chance to get it, you want a great horticultural book, it's just called Bulb. And she was wonderful, just delightful, British woman. And she pointed out something to me. She said, you need to remember that if you have bulbs, every bulb is not going to bloom every year. You know, you have to. Well, you're disagreeing with that, but
that's true. That's reality.
Yeah,
that's
reality is that it's not. They're not. It's not going to be fully. It's not like you've bought a whole fresh set of bulbs in the fall.
Exactly. Okay.
Those should bloom every year. But if you're letting them, and some bulbs decline. Not daffodils so much. Their problem is they get too many bulbs, and then you got to separate them.
They get crowded.
They get crowded. Now tulips can go into decline. But there are some species of tulips that are better than others for lasting.
The species tulips.
The species, yeah.
Species
tulips are blooming in my backyard right now.
I know.
All right. We got to talk about that real quick. What folks want to know what they can do in their garden and what they can't do right now. Let's face it. As I said earlier, we're in uncharted territory with this weather.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. What are you telling folks who come in? First of all, don't put tomatoes out in your yard. Okay,
no.
Put peppers out. Don't put beans and squash.
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah,
I love the enthusiasm.
Don't even go that way.
Just kind of put it on hold if you don't mind. You know, right now you can plant things like the cool season crops. You can plant peas. You can plant spinach. You can plant lettuce. You can plant radishes. And even if we do get that cold snap, that's most likely going to come back. Those plants will be fine. But don't run out looking for any of those warm season things because number one, the producers don't have them. The growers don't have them.
I was talking to Wally at Pesci's, and he said they have tomatoes, but their intention is to get people to take them to a greenhouse and get them,
grow them inside.
Right.
Grow them inside, for the next 6 to 8 weeks so they get really strong, and then you plant them out, when the danger of frost has passed, which is officially here in Chicago the 15th of May.
That's too much from now.
Yeah, 8 whole weeks from now.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So, do the pretty things. And, Mike, the interesting thing is I have people that said, I don't care if they freeze. I'll replant them. And so, if that's the attitude, then
cool. I love your advice. If you plant early,
plant often.
You will plant often. If you plant early,
you will plant often.
That is the advice. So, if you got vegetables, Jeannie Pinsoff Nolan was one of the speakers. She's the organic gardener at the food fest yesterday, and in the room, I said, what are you planting now? And when would you have normally planted? She said, "Well, I'm planting the regular cool weather crops, and I'm throwing seeds down."
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, she said she might have actually started them later, but now she's got them out there, and she says, "And if they don't go, then she'll just reseed. There's still plenty of time, and we're going to get cool weather.
It'll come back."
Yeah. So the advice, but and in the second hour, we're going to talk about. The lawns too, our lawn situation, and because that's greening up. Everything's happening.
Everything's waking up, and it's not just the plants, Mike. It's the fungus. It's the insects.
That's
what's scaring me.
Call us at 773-763-9278 if you have a question. And I see there's a call pouring in right now. Okay, we've gotten some great. One of the things I got to tell you is that LaManda Joy just wrote to us, and we got to thank her for a lot of the help she did with Digging Chicago.
Oh.
LaManda's wonderful, and she's with the Peterson Garden Project, and she helped us out doing some graphics, believe it or not.
Phenomenal.
So, just a wonderful person. And for those of you who missed the announcement at the top of the show, we are starting a television program, Jennifer and I. Jennifer Brennan's in the studio. It will be called Dig in Chicago. It will be...
Weekly.
That's right. Well,
once
and
once a week
for 24 weeks. Mm-hmm. Although there will be only 12 original shows.
Right.
We'll do a show, repeat. Do a show, repeat. And for,
to keep it timely.
Yes.
To keep, and if you missed it, you could see it the next week.
That's right.
Or if you want to see it again.
And a friend
you watch
asked
it next
me.
Week.
A friend asked me. She said, "Are you going to be on demand?" And I went, "Wow, I don't know. Maybe we will be.
Wow.
That would be really cool, wouldn't it? That makes it really, really easy.
Oh yeah, because of Comcast, you can do that.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I think I hope that show will be on demand.
Yeah.
Then you can watch it anytime.
Wow.
Hey, we're in television, baby.
Wait. Can you flex when you say that?
Can I play my All right, enough of that. Rick DeMaio, weather coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. He's got lots to talk about. Here's a tip from the care of trees. Spring got here a lot earlier than any of us expected, so here's a checklist for taking care of your trees right now. First, check your trees for damage that may have occurred over the winter, even though we really didn't have much of a winter.
We didn't.
No.
Oh, it was so nice.
Yes.
We're so spoiled.
We are. Check mulch rings to see if additional material needs to be added. If the mulch is less than 2 inches thick, grass growing through it may become troublesome. Enlarge mulch rings whenever possible. Now, some people, what they'll do is then they'll put plastic under it and put the mulch on top. And I say, no, don't do that. You want the water to be able to percolate through.
Plastic will kill the soil.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just put mulch 4 inches deep, and that will kill the grass.
Absolutely. Many insects and diseases are active during the spring months, and boy, mosquitoes.
I know.
Are out.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Is that pathetic?
Mosquitoes. Wow. So, insects are active, so check your trees and shrubs regularly for any sign of pest activity. If a spring weather is dry, be sure to deeply water your trees and shrubs when necessary. Water is critical during leaf and shoot development. Avoid using herbicides beneath trees that warn against such use on the label. The same herbicides that kill dandelions can hurt trees if they are not applied properly. Invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220, the care of trees. Their business is people and their love for trees, and they are a great sponsor of Dig In Chicago.
Yay.
As well.
Is pain keeping you from enjoying gardening? Dr. Bonnie Flaster at River North Wellness Center has gentle and effective techniques to get you out of pain and back to doing what you love. Here are two quick tips. First, remember to stretch. Second, use a timer to make sure you take breaks. Come see her at River North Wellness Center and find more tips at rivernorthwellness.com or call 312-642-7545 to make an appointment with Dr. Flaster and get back to feeling good.
It's officially goodbye to winter this week. Well, we said goodbye to winter a long time ago. And hello, spring. And just in time, Allsup Nursery in Frankfort, Illinois, and St. John, Indiana are bringing together fresh new ideas for your home and garden at their annual Flower and Garden Show. It all happens at their stores this Saturday and Sunday, March 24th and 25th. This annual event will showcase the season's best selection, great values, and time-saving learn and grow seminars, including a special presentation that's called "I'm Not Really a Garden Expert, I Just Play One on the Radio." Who's that guy? I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to be over at Allsup next Saturday from about 11 to 2, so stop on by. Plus, you'll have a chance to win the new Apple iPad in their Ticket to 15 Win sweepstakes. Visit Allsup Nursery during their Lawn and Garden Show event this Saturday and Sunday, March 24th and 25th, at their stores in Frankfort, Illinois, on Route 45. That's where I'm going to be, in Frankfort. Just 2 miles south of I-80 and in St. John, Indiana, on Route 41. 4 miles south of Route 30. Get more information, including the schedule of events, at allsipnursery.com.
Old Black black magic has me in its spell.
Oh, black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
And that's what this weather is. It's that old black magic. Let's bring in the magician himself, Rick DeMaio. How you doing, Rick?
Good. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Jen. How are you today?
Hi, Rick.
You were, Rick, last night on CBS2, you were positively effervescent. You were just so excited about the weather.
Well, I think everybody is.
Yeah, but, you know, a meteorologist in particular, especially you use the term that I've been using for days, uncharted territory.
Yeah.
And it really is, isn't it?
You know, uncharted territory is historic, never seen before. And Mike, believe it or not, those are the exact same phrases that are being tossed around in the meteorological community. I mean, I was talking to Gino Izzi, one of the forecasters at the National Weather Service the other day, as well as Paul Merzlach, who I teach with over at Lewis University. He used to be at the Weather Service, and he works over with Skilling over at GN. And collectively, we all basically have come to the agreement that we're having a difficult time wrapping our heads around what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's never happened before. And I guess if you try to compare it to, say, sports vernacular, you would say, okay, the Cubs went 120 and, and the Bulls went 83, 80, 80-2 or something like that. This is strange. And so I think the best way to think about it, Jim Williams was talking about it last night before the show. He said, Rick, can you explain why this is happening? And I think you can't use the word this. You say you really need to rephrase the question and say, how did we get to this point where this can happen? And I think the best way to think about it and to talk about it is the fact that we didn't really have much of a winter. So if you would have the same type of pattern during a normal winter in Chicago, which you do have. You have patterns like this that sometimes, produce 5 to 7 days of very warm, unseasonably humid weather. You can easily get into the low to mid-70s, and we've seen that before. And you get a lot of melting of snow, and you talk about spring runoff, and you talk about low clouds and fog and the lake breeze that kicks in. But we didn't have a normal winter. We didn't have a normal spring. We didn't have a normal early spring, if you want to call it that. And then in addition to that, the ground temperature, I think, Mike, more than anything, has been unusually warm. And when we look at forecasts for temperatures out to the 3 or 4 days, we use numerical model forecasts. And they usually talk about how the temperature is going to be 2 meters above the ground, which is basically about 6 feet or so. And, Mike, this entire forecast period over the last 7 days, the numerical models have been about 8 to 10 degrees lower than what has actually been occurring, which means that the physics that we have in these numerical models is basically off due to the fact that it's thinking that it is a more normal type of weather pattern. And I think this portends the questions of what happens now when we do think about climate change and climate variability. How do we change our numerical models to then think about what could happen when we have these extreme events, and that's pretty much what we're in right now.
And it's all based on soil temperature, isn't it,
Rick. Yeah.
You know what? I think the lack of any cold weather that we had, the lack of snowfall, has really played a huge part in the way that we warmed the atmosphere. And just to give a little bit of a lesson here about how we actually warm things up this time of year, you have shortwave radiation coming in from the sun. Okay. That radiation hits the ground. Long-wave radiation, which is essentially what we call as heat, infrared heat, gets bounced back into the atmosphere. This is the greenhouse effect. Then you have gases such as carbon dioxide, water vapor, which hold on to that heat. So with that said, if you're able to produce a lot more long-wave radiation because the ground is not soaking up that short-wave radiation, your overall heat budget goes, wow, this is great. All the energy coming in from the sun doesn't have to melt the snow. All the energy doesn't have to warm the ground. All the energy doesn't have to evaporate the soil that is that mushy, slimy mess that we typically get in the middle of March. So it becomes a very efficient heat engine. All the heat that we get in from the sun from sunlight goes right back into warming the ground and right back into warming the atmosphere. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've had such incredible records. And we're not, Mike, we're not breaking records by 1 or 2 degrees. We're breaking them by 6 or 7 degrees. And if you really look at it, oftentimes when you break a record, you break it for about an hour. You know, you go, oh, wow, it's 3 o'clock, we broke the record. We're breaking records at noon, and we're holding on to that record temperature till about 6 or 7 o'clock. So if you really look at your departure above normal, it's not like it was above normal for an hour. It was above normal for 6 or 7 hours. And on top of that, our overnight low temperature, which is really, I think, a more of a measuring stick of how warm we've been, our overnight lows have been down about 52 to 53 to 54 when they're typically about 30. Mm. So the overnight low temperatures alone are phenomenal. And in fact, yesterday, International Falls, which to me, you always want to look at your extremes to see how extreme is. That's kind of a weird way of saying it. International Falls hit 77 yesterday. They broke their record for the day by 22 degrees. We broke ours by 7. International Falls did it by 22. People say, well, how did that happen? It was much warmer up there. No, the fact of the matter is they've had so little snow up in northern Minnesota. The ground was so warm, and therefore, instead of melting the snow and melting the ice, they actually warmed the air temperature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think this is really, really great now, but it is not good going into the summer season if we continue a trend like this.
Yeah, I just got a tweet to ask Rick if this summer is going to be a scorcher, and are you kind of looking at that right now?
Well, I think you always have to try to figure out, okay, what are the things that make the summer warm? And usually, obviously, it's hot temperatures. But how do you get hot? That's always the question. And the way you get hot is by lack of rainfall in the springtime and high rates of evaporation. Right now, evaporation rates really aren't too great. You could put a bucket of water outside, and an hour later, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something. I saw a humidity level at 21% the other day. That's pretty low, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But remember, that's at ground level, that humidity. When you can get that column of the humidity lower through a much deeper part of the atmosphere and for a longer period, because you were just looking at a snapshot, when you start to get your evaporation rates going at a much greater rate for a much longer period of time, this is when you start to worry about places like in Texas and Oklahoma, in the Southern Plains, which had an incredibly dry year last year, as well as another very, very dry winter period. And because of that, as you go into, when you go into the spring and summer season, now you actually have more of a deficit than one year before. And I've already heard some people grumbling about they can be getting into another drought across the Southern Plains, not in June or July, but in probably April. And May. Yeah, and that's not good. Now, I know, Jennifer, you were talking earlier about how these two air masses are going to clash over the Southern Plains. It does look like a substantial amount of rainfall is going to come through that area, which is good. The last thing you want is a very, very dry, hot period taking place in Texas and Oklahoma in late March. But it does look wet down there. I don't think it's going to make it all the way here. But still, just putting your brain around some of these climatic extremes is really something phenomenal.
I got a tweet here. You'll like this, Rick, from who's this from? Funky Garden Art on Twitter says, originally from Chicago, and I heart Rick DeMaio.
Ooh, Rick. Ooh.
And they're listening from out of town, too. They're on the stream here, and they're checking us out at wherever they are, and you can find the stream at chicagosprogressivetalk.com, or you can go to mikenovak.net. We've got the link to the stream there. And, of course, there's always podcasts after the show. I post them every week. Rick, hang on a second. We're going to want to...
I can go over some numbers or answer some questions, but, whatever you want.
I have a question for him, too.
But we also need to talk about the fact that the lakes are very, very warm compared to what they normally are as well.
Yeah.
Which is going to change things also, right?
Yeah, no more cooler by the lake.
We'll find out. Hang on. The Rick DeMaio weather, we'll be back with that in a sec. It's time for Dr. Wally's Tip of the Week, brought to you by Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines. Wally Schmidtke is not a real doctor. He just plays one on Facebook. Whoa, that could be dangerous. Anyway, Wally notes that forsythia bushes have started to bloom. Are you kidding me? In my neighborhood, they've just popped. They're like, boom, they're full blown.
Overnight.
Overnight. practically. And it means it's time to apply corn gluten meal to your lawns before weed seeds germinate. Dr. Wally recommends Espoma Organic Weed Preventer, environmentally safe, people and pet friendly. This corn gluten product inhibits the growth of emerging roots on weeds, so it prevents dandelions, crabgrass, and many common weeds from getting started. Now, let's make it clear one more time. This, you don't put it on a dandelion that already exists. You don't put it on crabgrass. Well, crabgrass is an annual, but you don't put it on plants that are already there. This prevents the seeds from germinating. Now, remember that you can't throw down grass seed at the same time because that seed won't germinate either. Reseeding your lawn can be done 60 days after application. Pesci's Garden Center is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines, or visit them online at Pesci's.com. Pesci's, three generations of attentive service, expert advice, and uncompromising quality.
Looking for a housing investment that can pay big dividends? Remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You'll freshen up your home and add value to it, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling needs. Kitchens, bathrooms, master suites, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
I bet you never thought you'd be working on your lawn this early. Well, as long as you are, get yourself some top-notch turf seed like Sun and Shade DuraTurf from Bonide. It's a premium seed mix that uses the best varieties of grass seed available, and you can get full sun, sun and shade, and dense shade mixes. With Bonide's full sun, sun and shade, and dense shade grass seed mixes, you'll have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. You get all of these benefits along with having a naturally durable dark green lawn. Try Sun and Shade DuraTurf Premium Grass Seed Mix by Bonide. You can find it at these local retailers: Pesquazi Home and Garden in Barrington and Lake Bluff, Illinois; Wasco Nursery in St. Charles, Illinois; Lurvy Garden Center in Des Plaines, Illinois; or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for use on your iPhone or Droid. And Bonide, of course, is a great sponsor of Dig In Chicago. You got to love getting those people on board.
We love Bonide.
It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We've got Rick DeMaio on the phone, and we are talking about crazy weather. One of the things I want—I know Jennifer's got a question, but the question I want to ask you right now, because you were talking about rain before we went to the break, is what is our what's the?
I know exactly what you're going to ask.
The water level like right now. I'm trying to get the right.
Water temperature.
No, not water temperature, but.
The height of it.
Not the lake. It's just groundwater. What are we looking at?
Right, you know what, I know that's where you're going.
Our moisture level right now, is it good, is it bad?
You know, subsoil moisture is actually pretty good, and even though we had only 19.5 inches of snow, remember, Mike, we talked a lot about the fact that even though we had three snowfalls, two of those actually were really high water content, and because the ground was fairly moist and fairly warm during both of those events, all that snow basically melted right into the soil.
So no runoff.
Yeah, exactly, Jen. Yeah. We didn't have this runoff into the sewer system. So outside of the snow events, Mike, that we had, we also had a fair amount of rainfall that occurred after we had some of the snow. So we've actually are right around normal for precipitation from about October 1st to the current time. And I think we're now maybe about a half inch, but so far we're not looking at any huge deficits in subsoil moisture here. But as you go further to the south, probably in that, I should say further to the south, I think more like Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, that's where they've been somewhat deficient. Now, that's okay there. They're going to replenish it over the next couple of days. But outside of the Chicagoland area, most of the Midwest actually had above normal precipitation during the course of the year. We just didn't get much in the way of any snow.
Yeah, that's good news. I love that because the plants are going to be in great shape.
Yeah, what I was worried about is, if it's so warm, usually that it's accompanied by a drought or less water. Mm-hmm. And right now, if we're doing okay, that's good. So what that also means in terms of your garden, because everybody's tempted to get out in your garden, you have to be responsible for knowing how wet your soil is. Everybody's soil is going to be a little bit different. So, like, for instance, in my yard, there are certain areas that are pretty dry, and so I'm not afraid to work them. But in other areas, I want to stay away, like in the shade, because it's still really wet and kind of mucky. And once you compact that soil, you can't uncompact it. It's very difficult. You can, but it's really hard. So you have to determine what your soil is like and how much moisture it has right now and whether you need to mulch.
Right.
Or whether you need to water. I mean, I would think probably we don't need to water much at the moment, if at all.
Right. You know, and something that I think your listeners really want to know, Mike, is are we going to get back in the cold pattern? The answer to that is no. Matter of fact, looking about we're not. Now, when I say cold, I mean temperatures down into the 30s where you really have to worry about snow and frost. Is there a chance for a possible frost between now and about the first week of May? Sure, there is. And I mentioned the first week of May because of this. I think you can take the normal period of time that we have frost in northern Illinois and probably throw it out the window this year. I really think you can probably start. I think the growing season for sure, particularly along the lakefront, you probably easily have added about 2 weeks on to the growing season for this year. And you can see it. Not only is the ground warm, but the lake water temperature is about 5 to 6 degrees warmer than average. And I don't think we're going to get into these, massive cool downs like we had last year. And even beyond the fact that we could get some cooler weather in here by the end of this week, that's only going to take us down into the 50s and lower 60s.
Right.
And believe it or not, all the long-term models are saying we can stay mild around here until about the second week of April. Now, obviously, people are saying, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Because I've never done this before. You know what? From that standpoint, I don't know. I mean, what can people plant? What can people do? They just get on into their garden and do more work.
Well, no, you know what we said earlier is if you're going to plant, play it safe. Plant cool season vegetables. You're probably safe with your annuals with pansies and the
and
stock and all the cool seasons.
Those are cool.
Get them in
ones.
The ground. They're going to be fine. Get them in containers.
They're going to root in so fast because it's so warm.
And based on what you're saying, Rick, there's not going to be any problem with that. Warm season stuff, you still got to be careful.
Or be ready to protect it if we get a frost.
Exactly.
Because the soil is so warm that, the roots are going to be okay. It's just the tops that will get frosted out if we have a late frost. But hey, Rick,
we're flat out of time here.
Oh,
so, Rick,
okay.
Give us a real quick forecast.
Let's see, temperature probably up to about 80 today. That'll be the fifth consecutive day of hitting 80 degrees and the fifth consecutive day of a record. Upper 70s tomorrow, upper 70s Tuesday, a little bit of rain on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yay.
I'm glad we're getting the rain, though. I would be nervous if we weren't getting a little bit of that. Rick, fabulous report. Thanks so much for being on board. Wow. We'll see what happens.
If you have any other questions that come in the second hour, so let me know and say hi to Joe Moore.
All righty. That's right. That's
hi, Rick.
Rick's alderman. All right. We like us on Facebook. Go to Dig In Chicago. Like us on Facebook and Dig In Chicago and stick around for the second hour. More to come.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
And let's not forget that this hour of the Mike Novak Show is also brought to you by Alsip Nursery, offering the best of every season since 1969. Jennifer Brennan from The Chalet is in the studio with me today, and we're kind of celebrating. If you missed the first hour of the show, we're kind of celebrating the launch of Dig In Chicago. It's our television gardening and cooking show, which will premiere towards the end of April. And you're welcome to go to Facebook and go to Dig In Chicago on Facebook say hi there. And a number of people have. We're up to, let's crack 50 likes today. That would be really cool. In just a second, we've got some great turf guys. Bedalia, we can get them lined up as well. Your questions are certainly welcome. I know a lot of you are surprised that that your lawns are starting to green up. Isn't that just...
It was overnight.
Yeah.
Overnight. Just because that warm soil, the warm soil.
So if you got any questions, lawn questions, we'll take those too this hour. 773-763-9278. Again, we should repeat that really, and it's kind of, you know, in a situation like this, Rick describing, well, he surprised me. He said, don't really expect any cold weather. He's not seeing it.
That really surprised me because I never trust Mother Nature.
Right. And he could be wrong. So I'm still saying you better safe than sorry. The point is you can get stuff in the ground. Our caveat about that is make sure you know your own moisture level, the content level in your garden, so you're not messing around with it and making it more difficult later in the season. Yeah, if you got veggies you want to get in, start getting those cold weather plants in the ground. Get
spinach,
the seeds there.
Spinach, peas, kales, any of those cool season things, they'll love it. They'll love it.
Yeah, and... in terms of the annuals, we mentioned some of those before.
The cool season annuals, you know, pansies. You can get sweet alyssum in the primulas, and you know any of those cool season ones are wonderful because you don't have to worry about them if the temperature does drop down into the 30s or the 20s. They can take it. They're tough.
And again, our phone number is 773. So we're going to get Paul Tukey on the phone. That's Bedalia?
Yes.
Okay, great. Get Paul, and he's going to be here with Brian Millen. So this is actually a good time for us to talk about Floratica while we're doing that. We're very privileged to be able to shoot our pilot for Dig in Chicago at the Garfield Park Conservatory. And as you know, last year the conservatory took a terrible hit with...
All the glass was broken out with that storm that hit. I believe it was June 20th.
I thought it was June 30th. I think it was like the last day of June or something.
Yeah, and it broke all of the glass out of the production greenhouses and some of the larger greenhouses as well. So they're doing this wonderful. It's a fundraiser to help raise the funds. They got them temporarily covered up, but they still have to get the funds to get the official glass back on the tops of these wonderful conservatories.
Yeah, if you go in there now, they've opened a lot of the rooms, but you can see that some of it's temporary.
Yeah.
While they're trying to get things fixed, and they need your help, and this is such a good thing to participate in. Floratica, it's a fashion show, and they make these gowns out of
plant materials.
Yeah,
amazing.
Last year we had one of the designers on the show, and she talked about there's certain things you got to do it quick. It's not like this; you can make this thing and then 2 weeks later put it on. It's,
oh no! The flowers won't last. They won't last.
And Floratica is this Friday, March 23rd. At Venue One. Now, last year, of course, in the past, they've done it at Garfield Park Conservatory. We can't do it there because there's still some rooms that aren't up to speed. It's at 1044 West Randolph, Venue One. The show runs from 6:30 to 11:30 or 11 p.m. I've got the information on my website, mikenovak.net. You can click on and get the information to Floratica and see some of the fashions that they've had in the past. It's really cool. Really, really cool. Now, the other thing, if you can't make it to Floratica or you still want to contribute to the Garfield Park Conservatory Fund, they have a one pane at a time campaign. And believe me, folks, they'll take anything. It's a lot of money to replace all those panes of glass.
Millions.
And it's not like the city can just say, Park District can hand them a bunch of money and say, oh, fix it up. It's not the way it works.
And it's such a great place because it's free to everybody and there's free parking. And it's a gem in Chicagoland, an absolute gem. So
yeah.
Any extra dollars you have, throw it towards the one pane at a time.
Yeah. So if you can make it to Floratica, it's an awesome event. It's this Friday at Venue 1 at 6:30. If you can't, go to One Pain at a Time and make a contribution. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to have Paul Tukey on the phone, and we'll be talking a little bit about lawns. Face it, you're a gardener, and you were planning on the St. Paddy's Day snowstorm. Instead, you got the Serengeti in July. Frankly, your brain hurts. You need Chicagoland Gardening Magazine more than ever. The March-April issue will help you cope with the vagaries of a Chicago spring, record-setting or not. Our own Beth Botts tells you how to choose the best potting mixes for your containers. Hint, cheaper is not better. And if you don't like asparagus, and if you don't give yours to me, you have to admit that it's one of the coolest looking vegetables in the garden. You like asparagus.
I love asparagus.
It's great stuff.
So does my cat. It's Carl's favorite thing to eat, asparagus.
Carl the cat loves asparagus.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a perennial. What's not to like? There's a story on how to choose the best varieties and grow your own. One of the best things about this issue is that it comes with the annual resource guide. Heck, that's a whole nother magazine. And, of course, there's my column on the inside back page. If you don't like asparagus, you won't like my column either. I have no idea what that means. Get a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. Go to chicagolandgardening.com or call 888-265-3600. 888-265-3600 or chicagolandgardening.com.
Lake Michigan. It's our drinking water. Who will protect it from pollution and invaders like Asian carp? Who will clean up the Chicago River and make it a healthy, inviting waterway that flows through our neighborhoods? Sierra Club is proud to recommend two great women, Deborah Shore and Carrie Steele, to protect these two great waters. Deborah Shore and Carrie Steele, a conservationist and a chemist, have earned the Sierra Club's endorsement for Water Reclamation District. Two great women to protect two great waters, Lake Michigan and our Chicago River. Learn more about Deborah Shore and Carrie Steele at illinois.sierraclub.org. That's illinois.sierraclub.org. Paid for by the Sierra Club Illinois Political Committee.
It's getting to be that time of year again when it's safe to go out on the water and not freeze your butt off. But it's still important to keep your butt safe. And Openlands has some great tips at openlands.org that you should read before heading out on a kayaking or a canoe trip. Their how-to guides discuss things like how to check stream flows before your trip so you can avoid paddling on days when the water levels are changing rapidly, and where you can take canoeing or kayaking lessons if you're a beginner. Great stuff to know. Openlands, which will celebrate its 50th anniversary next year, has helped save, secure, and provide public access to more than 55,000 acres of land in northeastern Illinois and the surrounding region. Be part of the Openlands community. Volunteer your time, donate to a project, or just enjoy one of the many Openlands public spaces. To check out their how-to guides on canoeing and kayaking, go to openlands.org, click on Greenways, and then click on How-To Guides. Openlands, conserving nature for life. Shall I go and check our dig-in page and see how many people...
I'm just looking at it, and I just posted a thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Go to Dig In Chicago and like us, and when we...
Share with your friends.
And when we come out in April with the show, I hope you are with us and follow us and watch the show on Comcast and learn from it. I mean, that's the idea, is, you know, cooking and gardening and all that good stuff. We're having some trouble getting a hold of our guests here. Is that number not working? Is neither number working? Is that the deal?
No, I have Brian on the line now.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All right. Here's what I need to do is make sure. When you called Paul, did you get his number or a different number? Vidalia?
I got his number.
Okay, so he's just not picking up.
Correct.
Okay, Paul. Thanks a lot for that, pal. All right, let us go to line one, and actually it's line seven, and bring in Brian Millam. Brian, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, where's Paul?
You know what? That's a good question. He's probably out gardening.
Yeah, well, you're scheduled to be on my radio program. I think I've got a home number for him. I might need to track that down, but we'll say hi to you first, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, thanks. How's everything with you?
Oh, well, you know, it's summer in March in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the same in Wisconsin as well. It is nice and toasty up here.
And that's where you're based, in Wisconsin. But you're with a group called Calcium Products, Inc., and you're teaming up with Paul to do a lawn and landscape summit at the Chicago Botanic Garden next week.
That's right.
How did that come together? You and working with Safe Lawns.
Well, we've been a partner with Safe Lawns for quite a few years now, and with their organization and the products that we make, it's a nice match for getting the organic and all natural message out to customers and out to users and also out to professionals as well.
And one of the things is that's interesting about your company, and you're called Calcium Products, and you do more than that. You're an organic company, but calcium turns out to be, and Jennifer from Brennan from the Chalet is here in the studio with me.
Hi, I love calcium. No, for what it does in the garden and what it does in the soil, I mean, calcium is the best.
Well, and Brian, she says that, and why don't you explain why calcium is so important?
Well, calcium is considered, in our world, a major nutrient. You know, some people might consider it a minor nutrient, but when you look at your major nutrients, typically people are familiar with N, P, and K, so nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, and calcium should be in that same grouping for what it does. It, depending on what form of calcium you're using, whether it's limestone or whether it's gypsum, you can regulate all your nutrients. You can extend the life of various fertilizers with it. You correct pH with it. You can create great soil structure. You can create a perfect soil medium for your microbes and your biology to really start getting activated to create a healthy lawn and a healthy garden atmosphere.
Yeah, it's great. I was talking to a geologist yesterday. He was a customer of mine up at Chalet, and dazzled him with my calcium descriptions, because I mean calcium is it's like the roadway. It helps all the chemical processes take place. So that's, I agree with you that it should be considered a major. You know, the NPK are like the building blocks, and the calcium is what helps them move around. You know, because it's such a promiscuous element. You know, it breaks away from whatever it's bound with, and it binds with other things. And it's kind of like the tramp of chemistry, but it helps everybody kind of get around and mingle. Is that a little extreme to say that?
No. See, I want to tweet that right away. Kathleen, if you're tweeting for me, calcium is the tramp of, what did
of
you say?
Chemistry.
Of chemistry.
You know?
Okay.
I mean, Brian, wouldn't you agree?
You know, I would. It does, you know, it does get around a little bit. And so, like I said, it helps regulate all sorts of different
processes.
Processes
in the soil action, yeah.
It sure does. I mean, if you don't have, you know, if your pH is off just a little bit and you don't have that corrected by using, you know, a great source of lime, then you can see your other nutrient levels get bound up and not available
exactly to
the plant. And if you don't have, you know, you can pile on all the different nutrients you want, but if the plant can't get it, then, you know, basically you're going to get leaching and, you know, wasted nutrients. And calcium is the one.
The mixer, kind of like the mixer and the party.
Is this why?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And is this why so many people love gypsum?
Yeah.
Because
gypsum's a great product.
I like this, man.
It's almost it's a foolproof product because you can't overdo it. It's a pH neutral product, and a lot of people get confused that, you know, gypsum's going to affect pH and it's going to change, but it's not. You can't really overapply it. You can certainly underapply it, but gypsum is really what makes all turf and all soils do what they do best, because it creates soil structure.
Mm-hmm.
It'll reduce compaction. It increases water flow through to the root zone. It increases water holding capacity. It creates a natural aerification process, breaks up really tight clay soil.
Yeah, causes the clay to aggregate. So instead of all those little flat things sticking together, they clump. And when they clump, then you get those air spaces back.
Mm-hmm.
And good drainage and better oxygen. And
that's right.
I mean, and that's all 'cause of calcium.
You know, if Rush Limbaugh had called calcium slutty, he wouldn't be in the trouble that he's in, you know, today.
I mean, it's true.
That would have been a lot safer for him, don't you think?
I don't even like to use his name.
Sorry, I didn't mean it, but it just popped into my head there for a second. So let's get to this, because we're talking lawns at this time of the year. You and I had a conversation the other day, and we're talking to Brian Milam. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's close enough. It's Milam, but everybody.
Oh, no. I'm going to get it right. All right. Milam. Sorry. M-I-L-A-M. Brian Milam with Calcium Products, Inc. And we actually had a conversation the other day, and we were talking about the benefits of calcium and the fact that we're in this ridiculous warm-up. And I posed the question. I said, well, can you start working on your lawns now? Is this, you know? And you made a really good point, Brian, which is that when you use organic products, you can pretty much put them down anytime.
Yeah, it's so cool, isn't it?
Because they're safe. They're going to wait for their opportunity and then do their work. Now, the only caveat to that is if the ground is frozen and stuff washes off, well, then then you shouldn't do that. And you shouldn't apply stuff right before a huge thunderstorm. But other than that, you could do it right now, right, Brian?
You could. Yeah, you very well could. And just to kind of back up a little bit on when you can use, say, our products, you can put it down in a dormant feed even if the ground's frozen. Some organics you can't. With ours, you can. Especially if you get like a good, maybe a good snow cover following it, or even if it rains in, because the calcium will work its way into the first couple inches of the soil. And as soon as our calcium becomes soluble in water, then it'll just kind of sit there and wait in the soil until everything starts getting active. But you can use organic products any time of the year. You don't have to worry about it being too hot, too wet, too cold.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who's an organic lawn care guy several years ago when we were in the middle of a drought in July. It was really hot, and I gave him a call, and I said, what are you doing? He says, oh, I'm putting down fertilizer. And I said, well, really? He says, it's organic. It, you know, even in a drought, it's just going to sit there until the rains come, and then it's going to do its job.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, would you address the topic about, you know, normally we have very high pH soils here. People say, don't use lime. But if you use a calcitic lime, it's great for the lawn. Would you address that?
Yeah, so calcitic lime is great because it's available pretty much instantly. You know, there's different types of lime that you can get. You have a calcitic lime and you have dolomitic lime. Dolomitic lime is generally it's considered like an ag lime, and so that's how most people refer to it. But it'll take a long time for that lime to become really active because it takes so long for the particle to break down and really get into the soil. In order for lime to be most effective, you have to have a very fine product, and you also have to have a very pure product. Calcitic lime is great because it's available right away. I mean, it's available as soon as you can apply it to the soil, and there's no weight for it. So it can affect your pH and change pH, for the better, and start neutralizing your soils pretty much within a few weeks of applying it, as opposed to maybe a few months or a few years.
Hey, Brian, will you talk about this too, about the calcium-magnesium ratio? And our soils are so high in magnesium here,
right,
that you just can't. You could apply, you know, gypsum or calcitic, limestone, like once a month, or even the gypsum once a week, and it won't do anything, because the ratio, you want to have a 7-to-1 cal-mag, and we'll never even get close to that.
Did you say CalMag?
Calcium magnesium.
You realize
I'm talking dirty chemistry.
Dirty chemistry. And you know, Brian, there are people out there right now listening, and their heads are exploding. Because
I'm sorry.
Because we are talking about
science.
And when you talk about science,
I'm sorry.
No. But you make a really, Jennifer, what I'm going to do is take what you're saying and dumb it down a little bit.
That's okay.
Okay? The question I would ask both of you is, and as you point out, Jennifer, and this is Paul Tukey talks about this all the time, and gosh, if he were on the phone right now, he'd probably be talking about it now, is that the ratio, sorry, Brian, I had to get a little dig in there. He talks about the 7-to-1 calcium to magnesium ratio. As Jennifer points out, our soils here are very high in magnesium, and you want to flip that ratio. You want to flip it to the other way to get calcium. So, average lawn owner, okay, who's probably, first of all, should they get a soil test to make sure that they know exactly, Oh, you're shrugging, Jennifer. You're saying
yes, you should always have a soil test. But our soils are so 7.2 to 7.8 from way south all north.
Well,
and someone comes
very,
to me and says,
we're very alkaline.
I've got acidic soil. I'm like, yeah, right. it's not that variable. It's not that variable. So I'd rather have Brian kind of address this, because he's the calcium.
So what I would address that to you, Brian, is how does the average homeowner know they need calcium, and how do they know how much calcium? So what kind of regimen would you put them on?
Well, I mean, the first thing, I always recommend soil tests, but when you're looking at lime, you have to look and see, is there magnesium in the lime? Because one of the biggest mistakes people make is they'll go into a garden center and they'll say, hey, I need to amend my soil, or I need to get lime, and they'll automatically go to, like a dolomitic lime. Well, dolomitic limes are generally high in magnesium, and if you continue to pile on the magnesium, you're going to get tighter and tighter soils and harder compaction in your soils, and you're not going to have the pH in the range where you want it to be. Well, going back to a calcitic lime like ours, we have virtually no magnesium in our soil. So then the calcium is going to be able to, do its scientific magic and start, creating bonds and releasing, bonds. And so, you're going to be able to really get the calcium working in your favor to help get that soil to work in your favor, as opposed to, applying a limestone that's got magnesium and just tightening it up even more.
So what would you tell folks that they're saying, wow, that sounds interesting, what should I do to my lawn today?
Well, today it would be, if you don't have a soil test down, and you don't have that ready to go, your safest bet, especially if you're in an alkaline nature. I mean, I'm always hesitant having people put down a limestone in an alkaline soil. But if you have an alkaline soil, then I would start applying gypsum down and
amen
for your calcium soil, and then maybe work and see where you're at to stabilize it. You could use it with limestone, but if you're in an alkaline situation, you're going to need something to help push the pH back into the neutral zone down a little bit, and gypsum will do that. It's going to take quite a bit, but gypsum's got sulfur part of it, and sulfur is going to help work that down a little bit. I wouldn't necessarily recommend a straight gypsum regimen to change pH from alkaline to neutral, but it would certainly help release that magnesium bond and then free up some of the other nutrients to make your soil, a little bit healthier.
It's that easy start. It's that start.
Easy start. Easiest start you can have, yeah.
Just a little bit of gypsum. And do you have a gypsum product there from Calcium Products?
We do. We've got a product called SuperCal SO4. And
what'd you call me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
SuperCal SO4. It's also called HydroSave. So you can find it under the HydroSave name as well. So the SO4 is a little scientific for most people.
Sulfate.
But, wait.
That's sulfate. That's sulfate.
Yes. There we go again.
It's sulfate.
Yeah.
Sulfate.
But we'll explain what it's going to do then.
Sure. Well, the SO4 is the sulfate part, and so gypsum is calcium sulfate, and ours is our particular type is called as calcium sulfate dihydrate, which means that it's got some extra molecules of water associated with and more soluble, which makes it even more effective than a calcium sulfate that doesn't have that water.
So this
molecule.
Is like a calcium. That's like the woman that walks in with the black leather and the four inch. She's really trampy, you know, and she'll break away from her date immediately when she gets to the party, and she'll cause all the other dates to break up, and you know, and she'll rebond with all the other guys, you know, in the party before, and that's how it works. That's how it works. And that's how I got my staff to remember that, you know, and how they can explain that to customers. And, you know, and you understand it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your own peculiar way, I kind of like the way you describe this, Jennifer.
you'll never forget it, will you?
The black leather is...
Brian either.
Actually, black leather, that just burned a hole in my brain. I don't know if you realize.
I mean, I can envision an entire new, marketing plan. I love it. It's great. So it's,
you know what? You can call me later, and I'll give you more details.
You know, and all I got to say about that is...
Oh, that's nasty.
Okay.
But people remember this now, and then guess what? They're going to go buy gypsum, because it's calcium sulfate. And,
well, I guess the next question I would ask you, Brian, is if they wanted to get your SuperCal SO4, SuperCal SO4, where can they get that in Chicago?
They can, they can go to their local lawn and garden center, independent garden center, and ask for it by name. They can check it out there. It's also available online at calciumproductsturf.com.
That's where I am right now, looking at it.
And we also have a few other. If you do some Google searches, you'll be able to find it online as well.
Right.
But I would certainly go to your local lawn and garden center first, ask for it by name, and they'll. They'll have it ready for you.
Okay. You walk in, you say you heard it on the Mike Novak show, SuperCal SO4 from Calcium Products, and make them get you a bag of that stuff. Now,
that's right.
We got to actually talk about this quickly about the summit or the conference this Saturday. It is Friday and Saturday at the Chicago Botanic Garden, Lawn and Landscape Summit, Chicago 2012. And the lineup is great. Paul Cushing, who's the deputy director for San Diego's golf courses, including Torrey Pines. I've actually played Torrey Pines. Oh, is that fun? Dr. George Snyder, who's emeritus professor of soil and water science from the University of Florida. Peter Wild, CEO of ArborJet and owner of Boston Tree Preservation. He's the world's leading expert on emerald ash borer, Asian longhorn beetle, hemlock woolly, adelgid, and mountain pine bark beetles. And Howard Garrett, who's the dirt doctor, and he's out of Texas. And now the first day, Friday, is for lawn care professionals. Second day is for the rest of us who want to learn about organic lawn care. And it's only a half a day. And guess what? Second day tickets cost $40. But if you go to my website right now, MikeNovak.net, and click on this week's show, and it says they are available here, ticks. If you use the special code NOVAK, NOWAK, you get $5 off either day, okay?
Cool.
So if you're interested in an organic, and I always urge people, try the organic route. That means get rid of the weed and feed. Just get it out of your life. You don't want that stuff. All right? You don't want that. And you certainly don't want your kids on it. You don't want your pets on it. You don't want chemical synthetic fertilizers. Go natural. Go organic. And this is how you can learn how to do it, because Paul's going to be there and these great experts. Brian's going to be there. What am I missing there, Brian?
You know what? You're doing awesome. I do have a couple minor things. The conference is the 30th and 31st, so we're a couple weeks out.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got so excited about it, I didn't realize. I keep thinking because it's already June in Chicago. Yeah, you're right. It is. It's a week from. So yes. You got plenty of time to get your tickets and use the Novak code. Thank you for correcting me on that. I mean, I have March 30th and 31st on my website. I just had it in my head that it was this weekend.
Well, you got spring fever like all of us, so, you know, it's okay. Yeah. Hey, and then one other thing. We got a special for you. You just talked about how, you know, you could get $5 off. Well, we have got an awesome special for your listeners only. If the first 100 listeners that go online and pre-register, they're going to get half off their ticket.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, Calcium just, Products wins.
Yeah.
Man, cool.
So go to my website, MikeNovak.net. You can also go to Lawn and Landscape Summit.com. LawnandLandscapeSummit.com. Either one, a lot of you are driving. You won't remember, but you do know where to go to this week's show on the Mike Novak Show, and you can find that there. Fantastic. Brian, you did an excellent job. It was great talking to you.
Hey, thanks. It was great. I had a lot of fun.
Really fun. Thanks for your wonderful, calcium, I just love chemistry stuff.
She does. She's very geeky about it.
I am.
In her own peculiar way, like I said. I was going to use that
Mike.
Word again. Okay.
I'm so glad we're co-hosts on the Dig in Chicago show.
Yeah, right. This is what you can expect on television. Okay. Some of this stuff.
I can't wait to tune in. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, well, I appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks. Friend us. Friend us on Facebook.
Yes.
And I will do that immediately.
Brian Milam from calciumproducts.com. I will see you on the 31st.
Excellent. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. And everybody come on out and see us. It'll be a blast.
It will be. It will be. And it'll be great information. You will have, if you've never gone down the organic road for your lawn, your eyes will be open.
And Brian, remember my fun stories to help people remember calcium and her actions.
How can I forget? I mean, calcium is such a tramp. It's a wonderful thing.
And actions have consequences, as we know. Okay.
Good consequences of calcium.
Brian, enjoy the warm weather. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, the other thing I got to let everybody know about is there's another conference coming up, and that's where I think I got confused, because that's this week. Mm-hmm. And Safer Pest Control Project does a lot of natural lawn care workshops as well. And they're going to Northwest Indiana this Wednesday and Thursday, March 21st and 22nd. Now, if you can't be at that workshop, there's a special webinar that they are doing featuring Chip Osborne, founder and president of Osborne Organics. Chip's a great guy. I've seen him speak. Really, really knows his stuff. And you could sign on and register for this webinar. Again, all the information, and that will be this Wednesday from 10:45 a.m. to 12 o'clock noon and online. As I said, it's a webinar. And it's just this one session that they're going to webcast. You can go to Safer Pest Control Project. That's spcpweb.org. Or go to my website, MikeNovak.net. Go to this week's show, and all the information is up there. So there's a couple of great conferences that you can be part of. And I really, really, really urge people to go down the organic road with their lawns. Don't fall for all that gobbledygook. It's all brainwashing. It's marketing, you know, that the various step plans that you have. I'm just not a fan of that stuff. What I like to say is it's process, not product.
Yeah.
You know, if your process is good, the end result's going to be good, and then you don't have to rely that much on product. Okay, Alderman Joe Moore is coming up in just a little bit. Also, if you want to call us, we might sneak in a question, 773-763-9278. and we'll do what we can. Now, is your soil sick? Call the doctor. Dr. Earth, that is. Dr. Earth's probiotics, a soil inoculant, is chock full of soil bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi that help break down organic materials to make nutrients available to your plants. No cheap fillers here, only organic goodies that will make your garden not only survive, but thrive. Doctor your earth with Dr. Earth, the multivitamin for your garden. Sold only at independent garden centers. Go to drearth.com to find a dealer near you, and be sure to check out the Facebook page. Search Dr. Earth and click like for organic updates. Now, there's still plenty of time to order your D. Landreth Seed 2012 catalog. And here's one more reason on this day after St. Patrick's Day. The foxglove. Legend has it that the foxgloves of Ireland, and I love foxgloves.
It's such a
cool plant. The foxgloves of Ireland, long ago known as foxgloves, mm-hmm. once shared the forest thickets where they are frequently found with the fairies and the wee folk of Ireland. Foxgloves are indigenous to Europe and the British Isles, North Africa, and Central Asia. In Ireland, they are often called dead man's thimbles because they are poisonous when ingested. Don't eat them. Digitalis, baby. But they've been part of nearly every cottage garden and great estate since the early 1800s. Bees love foxgloves, and so do many other pollinators. In its natural setting, the seed can lay dormant for years and will only awaken from dormancy where the soil, where it has lain, is disturbed. That's happened in my yard. I had foxglove, whoop, you know, after a few years, you didn't see it, and then boop. It just suddenly returns. It's cool. Foxgloves are biennial, so they do not do much the first year, but will produce their showy display the second year. Log on to LandrethSeeds.com or call 800-654-2407 or find them on Facebook. D. Landreth Seed, purveyor of fine seeds since 1784. And tell them that Mike sent you.
Allergies acting up, trouble breathing, headaches, sinus pressure. You're tired, congested. Isn't it time to feel better? Breathe deeply and easily. Get rid of the symptoms that complicate your life. Dr. Bonnie Flaster is an acupuncturist and chiropractor who helps people get rid of allergies without using drugs, shots, or needles. Call Dr. Flaster at River North Wellness Center, 312-642-7545. Or go to rivernorthwellness.com to find out how to get your body feeling better so you can enjoy life again.
It's officially goodbye to winter this week and hello spring. And just in time, Allsip Nursery in Frankfort, Illinois, and St. John, Indiana are bringing together fresh new ideas for your home and garden at their annual Flower and Garden Show. It all happens at their stores this Saturday and Sunday, March 24th and 25th. This annual event will showcase the season's best selections, great values, and time-saving learn and grow seminars. Yes, I'm speaking down there next Saturday. I think that's where I got confused with the other conference, but that's me at Allsip this Saturday from 11 to 2. Stop by. We'll be talking about Dr. Earth. We'll be talking about a lot of great products. If you haven't been to Allsip, what a great place. It's just a huge place, and they have great products, and I'm very pleased that they're with me on the Mike Novak Show this year. March 24th and 25th at their stores in Frankfort, Illinois, on Route 45, just 2 miles south of I-80, and in St. John, Indiana, on Route 41, 4 miles south of Route 30. Now, be assured, I'm going to be at the Frankfort location this Saturday, so don't go to Indiana. I mean, you should go to be part of the celebration, but if you want to see me, then you got to go to Frankfort. Get more information, including the schedule of events, at allsipnursery.com. Alderman Joe Moore, in just 60 seconds, here's a tip from the Care of Trees. As devastating as the emerald ash borer has been in the Midwest, it's important to know that there's hope. And I'm sure you know about this, Jennifer. A group of university scientists and industry professionals called the Coalition for Urban Ash Tree Conservation issued this statement last year. And it goes like this. Despite availability of cost-effective treatments, many municipalities, property managers, and homeowners continue to rationalize tree removal as the only viable management strategy for EAB.
I think that's horrible. That is absolutely horrible because you can protect your trees.
Yep. This is based on erroneous belief that tree removal slows the spread of EAB mm-hmm. or that treatment is not effective, economical, or environmentally sound. Current science... Oh, wait a second. Current science. And I lost my place. supports conservation via treatment as a sensible and effective tool for managing healthy ash trees in urban settings. In many cases, tree conservation is economically and environmentally superior to tree removal.
Yes.
Yep. To make sure that your ash trees have the best possible chance against emerald ash borer, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
And I think that's our cue to go to the phones and bring in Hot Rod Joe Moore from the fighting 49th Ward of Chicago. Alderman Moore, how are you?
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Great.
Beautiful day out.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, lovely. I don't know if you heard our... Rick DeMille says hi, by the way.
Oh, hey, Rick.
You know, he's a constituent, so...
Of course.
Be good to him. He lives there along the lake, and boy, we're
fighting to get him blue bins.
Yeah, that's what. Let's do that. Let's get some blue carts in the 49th Ward. Now, as you know, the city of Chicago has had issues with recycling, to put it mildly. Joe Moore was in the forefront of, for one thing, getting rid of the awful blue bag program, which happened several years ago. And your efforts in that were really appreciated because you worked with the Chicago Recycling Coalition, which I am president of. And in full disclosure, I do not make any money being president of the Chicago Recycling Coalition.
Far from it, I know.
I lose money when I do stuff for them. But that's okay. That's fine with me. And then, of course... The blue cart program started getting rolled out in 2008, and then the economy went into the toilet, and then the city said, well, we don't have any more money to roll it out. And then Richie Daley left office, and now we have Rahm Emanuel, who says he wants to finish it. Meanwhile, he's having this thing called managed competition. And any day now, we expect him to make some, you know, decision. Not like he's going to call Chicago Recycling Coalition and let us know what the parameters are of this competition. But that's another issue altogether, which I would like. I mean, I'd like a little more transparency in how they're judging who's going to win the managed competition in terms of recycling in the city of Chicago. Regardless of that, the 49th Ward, and I would think you guys are one of the best recycling wards in the whole city. Would you not be?
I would not doubt that we are the best recycling ward in the city. And the reason I say that is all you have to do is travel over to our drop-off center. You know, we're not like the lucky one-third of the city that has the blue carts. Residents in my ward that want to recycle have to haul their recyclables to the 49th Ward Streets and Sanitation Yard over at Ravenswood and Schreiber, which is one block north of Devon on Ravenswood.
Mm-hmm.
And the city there has these large blue...
dumpsters, basically.
Right. And you go by there any time of day or night. First of all, they're almost always overflowing. From the city statistics I saw, that is the largest drop-off center in terms of amount of volume of any of the drop-off centers in the city. First of all, they're overflowing. Secondly, I tell you, you go by there any time of day or night, and there is almost inevitably someone there dropping off the recyclables. I've been there in early morning. I've been there in midday. I've been there past midnight. And you always run into someone who's like you dropping off their recyclables. So the 49th Ward wants recycling. In fact, the entire city does, but particularly in the 49th Ward. And it's just, to me, amazing for the city, which you know, wants to have a successful recycling program, I believe. I believe the mayor, you know, the mayor is a I believe, a committed environmentalist. And so we're just trying to give him a little encouragement to expand this this citywide sooner rather than later, particularly in the Rogers Park community.
You know, it's interesting. Back when Mayor Daley was in office, there was a running joke in the Chicago Recycling Coalition that the 49th Ward would be the last ward to get blue cart because you didn't always see eye to eye with the mayor on various issues, especially certain environmental issues, especially recycling. But now, as you say, there's a new mayor. It's a new sheriff in town. And is there – all right, you're starting a program. The reason that you're on the show today is – you want to circulate petitions to expand blue carts to the 49th Ward. What makes you think the mayor will listen? The new mayor will listen to you.
Well, first of all, we're going to have an event at 12 noon at the 49th Ward Ward Streets and Sanitation Yard, where the blue bin dumpsters are located. Over at 6441 North Ravenswood. That's Ravenswood and Schreiber, one block north of Devon. So anyone in and around the 49th Ward wants to come by. We're officially launching our petition drive at 12 noon today there at the site. Why do I think the mayor will do it? Well, for one thing, we've got a mayor who I believe is much more committed to the environment than the previous mayor. And don't get me wrong, Mayor Daley did some really good initiatives. The trees that he planted, the expansion of green space, the green roofs initiatives, those are all good.
The Chicago Climate Action Plan.
Yeah, the Climate Action Plan. But he had some real blind spots.
Yeah.
One of them we've just talked about is recycling. The other one is closing the two coal-fired power plants. We had an ordinance, the Chicago Clean Power Ordinance, that would put additional restrictions on the Fisk and Crawford plants and require them either to clean those plants up or close them down. And that ordinance only went so far because Mayor Daley did not support it. When the new sheriff came in town, as you called Mayor Emanuel, he had a different attitude, and he understood the importance of cleaning those power plants up. And ultimately, he gave Midwest Generation, the owner of those plants, the ultimatum, clean them up or shut them down. And as you know, two weeks ago, they announced that indeed they were shutting the plants down, which is going to benefit the health of the city of Chicago residents, as well as the environment, no question about it. Mayor Emanuel did this, so he has a much stronger commitment to the environment, not only in words but in deeds. So that's why I think that that he will listen to us. He has listened to us in the past. He will listen to us, and the purpose of this petition drive is to just encourage him to move sooner rather than later to expand recycling citywide, particularly in the 49th Ward.
The problem here, I guess, is that, you know, and I'm glad you think that Mayor Emanuel is a conservationist and an environmentalist. In terms of that, however, and certainly in terms of the recycling, I don't think he's been as transparent as he could have. And one of the things is, you know, and it's interesting because I'm getting a blue cart finally in the 26th Ward.
I understand. Yep, he's expanding it to 20,000 additional city households.
Right, but we don't have any idea.
Which is good. But we want it north of Devon as well.
Yeah, and we don't have any idea when the other 300,000 plus are going to roll out. We just have heard nothing on that, and then maybe, you know, that's why I mentioned the whole managed competition. Perhaps they're waiting for that to decide how and when this is all going to happen. So, you know, do you have any insight in the city that says that if you petition the mayor that you might actually get those carts?
Well, you know the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. It's true in politics as well as any other aspect of life, and we want to be the squeaky wheel up here. We want to make sure that that this issue stays on the forefront of the mayor's agenda. As you indicated, he is engaging right now in a managed competition experiment that that they hope will yield enough savings that they can then plow into expanding recycling citywide. You know, my role as an alderman is to advocate for my community. And so I'm not only am I advocating for my Rogers Park community to get blue bin recycling, blue cart recycling, but I'm also advocating for every other area of the city that that doesn't have it. You know, right now we are a city of haves and haves not.
Mm-hmm.
1/3 of the city residents enjoy the benefits of curbside or alley pickup of the recyclables, while the remaining 2/3 of Chicago residents are left to fend for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good point. Well, if you're interested, you're in the 49th Ward, kickoff this noon, that's today, at 6441 North Ravenswood, just north of Devon. Bring your recyclables because, you might as well.
Come in the yard, look for us. We'll be standing in front of one of the large drop-off containers with our recyclables.
Yeah, I love this kind of a drive. This is grassroots or blue roots or something.
I wore green Friday and yesterday, and today I'm wearing blue.
Awesome. Great. And I hope this works for you.
And this is an invitation open to everyone, not just 49th Ward residents, but anyone who doesn't have recycling in their community.
Right. If you don't have it in your ward, come on by. Be part of this movement, and let's get it done. Let's just get it done. Alderman Joe Moore, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks so much.
Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, jump on bugs before they jump on you or your plants. Avoid having to pick them off by picking up some All Seasons Oil Spray from Bonide in treating your shade trees, fruit trees, shrubs, roses, houseplants, and ornamental plants. We talked earlier, Jennifer, the insects they're going to be something this year, aren't they?
They really are. They really are.
Unless we get a real cold snap, but it doesn't look like that.
Nope.
Now, early spraying smothers most insect eggs left behind by last year's plant-destroying insects and helps to control all insects throughout the growing season. So show those aphids, mites, gnats, and thrips some smotherly love. Bonide All Seasons Oil is available in ready-to-use quartz concentrate in a convenient, ready-to-spray formulation with a built-in hose end applicator. Go green this year. Try All Seasons Spray Oil by Bonide. You can find it at these local retailers: Countryside Flower Shop in Crystal Lake, Illinois; Kinnish Village Florist in Palatine; Mattson Ace Hardware in Coal City, Illinois, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your use on iPhone or Droid.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Okay, attention all. I'm going to talk about something that's free. Yes, Pesci's is continuing its gardening seminars this year in the beautiful and spacious Educational Auditorium. The next free seminar on the calendar is Saturday, March 31st. The topic? Well, shady garden plants. Not the kind of shady garden plants that you wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley. No, we're talking azaleas, boxwoods, holly, rhododendrons, Japanese maples, ground covers, and perennials. Pat Kane of Chesapeake Nursery will discuss proper siting, soil preparation, and planting of these semi-shade plants. And while you're there, you could always pick up some semi-shade plants yourself if you're looking to get started, or maybe something else like veggies. All of Pesci's vegetables are free of sprays and fertilizers. Pesci's Garden Center is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. For more info, visit them online at Pesci's.com. Pesci's, three generations of attentive service, expert advice, and uncompromising quality. Okay, we're coming into the home stretch here. You know, I'll bet you're glad you're not working today. I mean, the garden center, you know, it's great for the garden centers, this weather, but it's got to be crazy there, too. And Jennifer, of course, works at the Chalet in Wilmette.
Oh, it was wonderfully crazy yesterday.
Well, I know. You love doing that.
I love being crazy.
Yeah, you love it, especially when it's 80 degrees on a Saturday, 80 degrees and sunny on a Saturday and a Sunday. Wow.
Yeah.
You know? So that's awfully cool. We hope that you like us on... what are we up to on the mic?
I was 37 the last time I looked.
Dig in Chicago?
Yeah, 37. Thank you, everybody.
We want more people to go to Dig in Chicago on Facebook and like us. The show, we'll have more information as we roll along here for our April debut on Comcast. And I hope everybody's watching. And thanks. Man, we got a lot of tweets today. Here's one that came in just a little while ago. Remember we were talking about calcium? And
yeah.
It says... What is this, plant propagation porn? Yep,
it must be plant chemistry porn.
All right, plant chemistry porn. There's a difference. Come on, get with the program.
If it helps people understand, then it helps people understand, you know?
It does.
Uh-huh. It helped my staff. They'll never forget.
But neither will Brian Milam, okay? All right, everybody. Thanks for listening once again. I appreciate it. Listen to the podcast. It'll be up on MikeNovak.net later in the day. And until next week, go green or go home.